Adele, When We Were Young. It's Tower 102 at 26 minutes past three. Afternoon, Nick Pandolfi with you. And with me right now, and therefore with you, is Adrian Rawlison from Kesgrave, who it's difficult to know where to start, but, you know, my feelings are with his backside, really, because his backside has been put through a heck of a lot, all in the name of charity, we should say, because you decided to do a bike ride, Adrian. Welcome to Tower 102, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you very much, Nick.
To get fit.
Yeah.
Initially.
Yes, yeah. Last September 2014, I signed up to cycle from London to Paris for St Elizabeth Hospice purely to get fit.
Okay.
Because I'm lazy.
Yeah. And how did that... How many miles is that?
That was 324 miles, and we did that over 4 days.
And what was the weather like? Was it all right?
Awful.
Yeah, oh, was
absolutely
it?
Awful. But those people who are signing up for the ride for 2017, it's brilliant. The rain enhanced the whole experience.
So rain, a little bit of wind.
A rain and a little bit of wind for the first 3 days. The fourth day, the ride into Paris was glorious. It cleared all bad memories. It was just amazing. And such camaraderie with the group of 51 people we rode with.
And did it get you fit?
It did get me fit, yeah. It got me. I lost about a stone and a half. Which was good, which I put back on again, and lost again. I'm very much a yo-yo. That should be my sport, actually, not cycling. Yo-yo.
And then life deals a hand with regards to Catherine, your sister.
Yes.
Who, in early 2015...
Yes.
..was diagnosed with...
Terminal cancer.
Yeah. And you decided to do... something else.
Yeah,
you lost your sister in March of this year.
Yeah, I lost my sister in March of this year. When I signed up for the London to Paris ride, Catherine was diagnosed during that period. So halfway through the training period, it took on a lot more significance for me. But she was actually diagnosed and given 8 months to live in January 2015. And we were really grateful that we held on to her for 15 months. But she eventually passed away on March 16th. This year.
So this was your big sister. She was in her early 50s, wasn't she?
She was 54, yeah. She's 4 years older than me. Mm. So, yeah, we lost her in March, and I needed something to focus on at that point, so I thought another challenge would be good, and came across the one that I completed on August the 21st, which was... crazy, really.
Well, we'll come to that in a moment. But you could have been forgiven. A lot of people would have just gone upstairs, you know, with a bag of toffees and a box of tissues and maybe hidden from the world for a little while. But you decided to throw yourself right into the coalface, didn't you?
Yeah, really tempting to do. But I know myself fairly well and knew that it would be easy to go to a very, very dark place after Catherine's sort of passing and then funeral at the end of that the month between those two ceremonies. I was absolutely empty.
And from this pit of negativity and from the loss of a much loved sister and family member and friend for those that knew your sister, this extraordinary situation that you now find yourself in, amazing positivity.
Yep.
Because your bike antics have now enabled, well, have put St Elizabeth Hospice, your chosen charity, in a position where if we go on our Facebook page and we look for this link,
yes,
we can vote for the charity to receive £10,000.
Absolutely. It's can we mention the company? Mountain Warehouse, the retailer, have done a competition for the last 4 years where they give away £10,000 to not to anyone, but for the person who receives the most votes for their challenge, and the challenge just has to fit in being an outdoor challenge. So my cycle ride that I've just completed, I entered into this challenge. There are 120 entries. We got down into the top 10. We were actually in second place out of the 120 a couple of weeks ago when the top 10 were drawn up, which was fantastic. We had so much support, so many votes. The downside of it was, as the top 10, the 10 finalists, all the votes were then reset to zero. So there may be many people who are seeing my Postbook vote, saying, vote for you, going, I've voted for you, Adrian.
You need to vote again.
Yeah, vote again. Vote and share. I'm going to be monotonous.
How long have we got? So the voting opened today.
The voting opened today, September the 5 p.m. on September the 25th.
Okay.
Is the end of the voting period.
Well, I've tried to make it as easy for people as possible. I've just put it on Tower 102's Facebook page. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is click on the link and vote for Adrian Rawlison from Kesgrave. I mean, it couldn't be easier, could it?
No.
And the hospice, if you get enough votes, will receive £10,000.
£10,000. No catches. It's a first-past-the-post winning system.
Whoever gets the most votes wins the £10,000 for their charity.
I know people say, oh, it doesn't take very long. This seriously takes 30 seconds to do. It could not be. It could not be easier. I spent 23 hours and 59 minutes in the saddle last weekend. I'm just asking people to spend 30 seconds to vote for me.
Go on, do it. It's on Tower 102's Facebook page. If you can, please do it, because we all know someone like Adrian who's been through what Adrian has been through with his sister. We all know people are going through it right now. We know through the work that we've done with Pigs Gone Wild and St. Elizabeth Hospice, the amazing care that they have. And you had, if it's not too close to too personal, but you had an amazing last experience with your sister, the courtesy of the hospice and the team there.
Yeah, I was able to get to my sister at 8 o'clock on the night before she passed. I spent the night beside her at the hospice. The hospice staff just couldn't be more caring. They answer questions in the darkest hours, things that you think are stupid, and they make a very, very hard situation superb, as good as it can be in that situation.
Yeah, exactly. They make it as bearable as possible.
Yeah, and they're brilliant both for people at end of life and caring for people with chronic diseases. And as I discovered, you never know when it may be a member of your family or a friend or a loved one that's going to need those services.
Well, if you can't afford to give a pound to the hospice, I'll tell you what you can do. You can afford to go on to Tower 102's Facebook page, click on a link, vote for Adrian Rawlinson from Kersgrave, and that charity, the St. Elizabeth Hospice, could be receiving £10,000. Always good to talk to you, especially on an occasion like this, because we really hope that it works for the charity and for you, and for Catherine as well, because she would be saying, vote Adrian Rawlinson. Of that,
I have
no doubt.
She would indeed.
Nice to speak to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Nick.
More online at tower102.com. Luther Vandross, Never Too Much to Play in the next few moments. This from Moby.